it's my job to give you some encouragement.
Yeah.
See, I'm not necessarily preaching to you. Got somebody to preach to. I just want to encourage not only you all, but him. Also, and I'm looking at Matthew 20:19. A couple of verses. This verse down. I won't stop on the way.
I'll show you a mystery. I'll reveal something.
mystery. I show you a mystery. A mystery of something that has not yet been revealed. Right now, I'm going to give you some revelation. I'm going to open up your understanding. You can come out of it. Please, we tell you. I'm going to show you. Give you a new revelation.
Give you a new revelation.
Yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah.
And he said, say the Lord, because. Now he said in verse 58, now because of what I just said, be steadfast. But he said, always.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And then he goes on over, praise the Lord. And first, praise the Lord to Timothy, verse 4, 2 Timothy, verse 4. When he said, I'm in verse number 6, chapter 4, verse 6, 2 Timothy, he said, well, I'm now ready to be offered. And the time of my departure is at hand. Now I have fought a good fight. I have finished my fight. I have kept the faith. Again, we can question Roger why he said, I have. Because we're familiar with 1 Timothy 6, praise the Lord, I think it's 12. When he was admonishing, praise the Lord, a young pastor, praise the Lord, to preach the word of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And he told out there, one year preaching is
hallelujah.
Yes. Yes. I'm going to tell you, Pastor, I don't care if you have one soul, preach to him.
Yes.
Praise the Lord, if you have a priest to praise God, your companion, preach to her.
Yes.
She's a soul. God never said, he prayed God, you're going to have 200 or 300. He said, where there are 2 or 3 gathered in my name, there am I. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But then he told Timothy, praise God, in verse number 12, after all these things, for the love of money is the root of all evil. Praise the Lord. When he dropped down to verse 12, he said, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on all eternal life.
Yes.
Whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many which witness. So first God, he's going to say, what? Fight the good fight of faith. And when he was ready to be departed, what did he say? I have won a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. In other words, I have done what I told you to do.
Yeah.
He's still writing to the same Timothy.
Yeah.
In 1 Timothy, he was instructing him. And in 2 Timothy, he was telling him that he was ready to depart. But I have kept the faith that I told you to keep.
Yeah.
And here's what you got for it. Now, praise the heavens to get for being steadfast.
Uh-huh.
And he said, praise God. He said, I have kept the faith henceforth. There is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall keep me in it. That's why you need steadfast.
Yes.
Well, wherever heaven is, people come to know. Just be steadfast and unmovable, because in that day, the righteous judge is going to keep your crown of righteousness. One of your crowns of righteousness, praise God, is one of your rewards. He said, behold, I come quickly, and my reward I bring with you.
Thank you.
He gives every man according as what his work to be. God is not looking at him as people there. He's looking at your steadfastness.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. God, he said, I'm going to give to every man according as his work shall be. And when he comes back in his house, he gives you your rewards. Your rewards are made up of the 7 crowns. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And the crown of life is one of the 7 crowns. That God is going to make up your rewards. And bring it down, God, your rewards. For you to lay down at the feet of Jesus. Pray it out, Lord.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
I have kept the faith.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Sunday will be many times. Pray God, the devil will make you wonder.
Yes.
God, I actually want you up here.
Amen.
God, I'm calling you to anywhere. Pray the Lord, but pray it out, God, by and by. God will prove himself.
Yes,
yes he will.
Amen.
Yes, he's steadfast. Unmovable. I don't care what come up on you. Praise God. I don't care. By and by, they say, by and by, I guarantee you, by the word of God. I looked over, praise God, behind McDonald's. Today, I didn't know they had that much city around here. Praise God. It's so a little small. Now, I don't know the shop to them. Praise God. So I just take them to the tractors all over there.
Yeah.
I'm standing at the doors and they're coming in and out. Praise the Lord. I'm a pastor.
Hallelujah, Mount Eagle, right across the sea, and all those seas from here. Just have the track praise God and Lord will send.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I don't know what you're doing tonight. Probably already have, but keep on doing.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God, after that, here come on in here.
Yes.
The Lord, time is winding up. The Lord said, well, you shall be with
us. Yes.
And the Jerusalem. And the very way he said what? And to the othermost part of earth, after they have moved there.
Yes.
After Washington, D.C.
Yes.
Hallelujah. To the uttermost part of the earth.
Yes.
Just go on. Be steadfast. And one thing the Lord Jesus Christ also said, let's go get Galatians. Hallelujah. Here we go. End it all out. Just want to speak on the word of the Lord. But you see, when I preach on these things, it encouraged my heart also.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Galatians 6. Praise the Lord. Verse number 7. Be not deceived, God is not mine. But whatsoever man sows, that shall be also reaped. For he that sows to his flesh shall the flesh reap corruption. But he that sows to the Spirit shall the Spirit reap life on the land. But here's the one. And let us not be weary, and well do. For in due season we shall reap. Hallelujah. Be not weary, and well do. Your presence means you are doing well. But just don't get tired to it. Just keep on doing it. You will reap. If you faint not, faint means if you give up. If you don't give up, God is going to bless you. Praise God. Whatever man, no man, boom, that's going to be all going to reap. Boom, praise the Lord, the seed of you. And it's going to reap. Hallelujah, finish this place. You're the fellow folks love you. Hallelujah. And while you're doing that, Peter said, what shall we have it gone back over behind the field that
comes
through this morning? Hallelujah. Why, praise God, we realize that we're going to, pray the Lord, reap and we pray not. Not being weary and well doing. Pray the Lord, being steadfast, unmovable. We know that the Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous judge, is going to give us a crown of righteousness. Praise God, let's go back and praise God and see if we can't find some of the answers. Pray the Lord that the Lord Jesus Christ gave Peter when Peter said, what? Hell we have. We give him everything to follow you. What are you going to give up? What shall we have? Then Jesus said, let me tell you something again. He said in verse number 28, verily, verily, I say unto you, that you shall follow me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of glory, you shall also sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Now that's for the disciples. But we, hallelujah, praise God. That was called out when he came to his own and over received it not. But the Bible said, but it's finished. And received it to them. Here we found. You know what? The Son of God. We're going to reign with him too. Hallelujah. That's what you're going to have. Praise the Lord. And he said that everyone that has forsaken house of brother or sisters or fathers or mother or wife or children or land for my name's sake shall receive a hundredfold and shall inherit what? Heaven has said. Don't worry about it. One day you're going to leave this old world. One day you're going to leave Satan. One day you're going to leave the evil world. Praise God, God, but after the Bible says, if this earthly tabernacle, be designed by heaven and the building, for the hands of man. That's why I'm serving the Lord. That's why I praise God. I've been saying, if I didn't ask to be an overseer. Hallelujah. Now, but think about being one either. Praise God, there's no fun driving 300 miles to meet one person. Hallelujah, 300 miles. There's nothing to praise God. We just think that's what in the title. I'm doing praise Lord because my reward is coming later.
Yeah.
He said, behold, I come quickly to give to every man according as his what? Work shall be. I don't want my work to be found on.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
So the Lord said, oh God, you didn't know praise God up to sin because there wasn't enough people for
it.
Hallelujah. The Lord said you didn't go to sin because there wasn't enough people. Just every man according as his work shall be.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hear what he said these days. He said, but as many, he said, but in many as first shall be last, and the last shall be first. Now let me tell you something. What shall we have therefore? You want to listen to what you have in this life. You, as children of God, not only here at Salem, but everywhere, have the greatest satisfaction knowing we engraved, are engaged in life's greatest employment.
if you want to call it such, saving souls for Jesus.
Amen.
You are in the soul saving business.
Amen.
There is none other. You know, people say they got PhDs. They are this and that. They have all kinds of professions. They're heart surgeons and brain surgeons and everything else. But there is none occupation greater than being a soul winner.
Amen.
Why? Because the Lord says, fear not those that can harm the body, but those that can destroy the body and the soul. You see, all these people out there that can destroy the body, but we can win the soul.
Yeah.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Now listen, it's the greatest profession that you can be a soul winner for the Lord Jesus Christ. When you pray one, let me tell you one thing. When these doctors go in a prayer, artificial heart, I don't believe the angels in heaven doing anything. But when you bring one lost soul to the Lord, the angels in heaven sing. The highest of the choir.
Yes.
Sing.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. And praise God, while we're down in the earth, following Jesus, we have peace of soul.
Yes.
We don't have to shoot up.
Yes.
We don't have to snort.
Yes.
We have peace with God.
Yes.
That's what you got now.
Yes. So
follow it.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Give up mother, father, house, land. You have the assurance, as the songwriter said, blessed, assured Jesus Christ. And what you have now is just the one foretaste of glory, right? It's just a sample of what the Lord has in store. Pray the Lord, you know, I heard. Pray the Lord, as God said, hi, you know. Sometimes we jump on it so high, you know. I get on the bus with you, so I get the bus with you. So high down in Washington, Florida. And I begin to think, how are these people? How are these people feel? But how are they going to feel when they get to the head? They can't get up. There is no comparison. It's just bad enough.
Yes.
If God, in all of his goodness and mercy and power, if God is good enough to save us, how about the wrath of God? Have you ever thought about how terrible that's going to be? The heat in here is nothing. It's like, pray the Lord, being on a long pole compared to it because the heat that God has made for Satan and so. And the first thing you got to remember that Satan is God's arch enemy.
Yeah.
He did not make hell for man. He made hell for Satan and his hosts, those that rebel against God. He did not create hell for mankind. But if you serve Satan, you got to reign with Satan. Hallelujah. He made it hot, praise God, that Satan would suffer. And praise God, if you follow him, you've got to suffer also. That's why the knees and Bishop Rubin sings the song and say, if I follow Jesus, am I right? I got to say, because I believe you are right. The word of God is that.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Down here on earth, you jump from a brother and receive hundreds of brothers.
Amen.
I've never had a brother in my natural life. I got one sister, but look at all the brothers I got down there.
Yes.
Look at all the brothers I got in the AOA. Brother both. Brother both. Y'all are all the pastors, but they were my brother. Heaven with a shout, Lord, and I'm going to be caught up for a second. city up here, the woman, sister with her name, all that record we got. That's the other season. Say she got a ticket in bunch of them.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That's all I need. I'm happy in Jesus alone. I'm happy right in the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. I know that I have these things. Yeah. And what you gonna have in the living? Your rewards for faithful service with it. He says a whole lot comes with me.
Yeah.
And my rewards I bring with me. You're gonna have the privilege of judging the world with Jesus up in verse 28 says.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. What do we have in eternity? Eternal purpose. I said, I'll be the pastor's thing. Just a little bunch of things.
Amen.
That was his girlfriend. You're going to have eternal joy in the presence. Why? God's going to wipe away all the people. Hallelujah. Sabbath will have no meaning. Every day. Self-assurance. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus Christ is going to hand you a white stone.
Yes.
White stone is symbolic of acceptance. He's going to hand you a white stone. That's your joy and your happiness. That's why it's the steadfast love. The steadfast love and work with the faith.
Yes.
Love and faith with it.
Yes.
You are going to make a way for you.
Yes. Yes.
You've got to praise God and fight for life. Hallelujah. Brother Randy, just put the back there and stay with the man of God. He's not going to pay you a dime. You're not working for him. You're working out your own salvation. Whatever is right, he'll pay.
Yeah, yeah.
I say he, I'm talking about, I am. He'll pay, yeah. Hallelujah. Just be steadfast. You know what I said before? They've already done it going out there.
Yes.
Back for them doors. Stand out there, get them folks. Say, God, you get them in here. You preach to
them. Yes.
Hallelujah! You already did. Go on, they be in the room. Come on. Not back on from the same door the first time. Praise God, and any heart in your heart. The next time you go back there, Jesus talks to you.
Amen.
Hallelujah! Remember, the greater Jesus in you than Jesus. I know what I'm talking about. We're heading through the same thing. Some door time is all would be open to you next time it gets on. Hallelujah. All over and over and over. Hallelujah. Steadfast, unmoved, always,
always.
Is that all right?
Amen.
Thank the Lord. Good night. Thank the Lord. Now he's here. Praise the Lord. Just say for the pastor. And thank the Lord. Father, we know. Praise the Lord. Now we're going to praise the Lord. And that's the business for us. And what are we doing?
Stand in front of the roof of the mommy and say,
stand by the bus stop. Talk to the people after everything got off the bus stop. Stand in front of the baby. Just talk to them. You know, I see Jehovah Witness, and I'm going to work anymore. At the 7-11, God said, I catch the bus at 6:20 in the morning, 8 a.m. They stand there with us. We see Jehovah Witness with these books and papers. Stand right there in front of the baby. Now, what they have is wrong, but they're out there with it. That's my point. There may be wrong, but they're out there with it. It's intelligently with it. You know, we got to get out there and tell them. And they're telling folks, I'm going to look from here. So, first of all, the week for taxes, we got to draw down here. I'm not the only one. But it's a primary one. I'm here to go out. So, the taxes and tell them about it. I'm saying, yeah, my mom's there, and my mom's there. I'm trying out there to get a drive. I'm trying to get a drive. So, I'm saying, you can't get them all on Sunday. It's tricky. It's not a trick either, but it's more effective if you get them out there on Thursday, Bible class. Most of the people that we get into the church customers, they come to the Bible class at 6. They get a couple Bible classes when you come back to the Sunday church, then you go to church for that Bible class. We're supposed to learn more about the people like this child when you send out. If something goes by the head of the enemy, she will have him turn their head just at the moment. That you speak the word of salvation, the baby will holler. If there's anything, it can never have been right, then it won't get. Praise the Lord, you can repeat it over and over again in the Bible class. The Lord didn't get them people to tell them about this.
Pray that the Lord will send gold and silver to the state. Pray that the Lord will bless daily prayer and prayer and peace all over the world. Pray that the Lord will shake the minds and the hearts of people that are just walking the street. Just give them a mind to want to come over there and be saved. Pray much for the people that are there in affliction. Pray much for the people that are in their homes and cannot come out. Pray much for them to push your mind so that they may get saved.
Thank you.
of Jesus. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your blessing. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness. You're worthy. Worthy. We pray. We adore you, Jesus. Oh, God, get in every song. Get in every testimony. We thank you. We thank you right now. That you look upon people that have come up to watch the nation. Thank you for our overseer, Lord, and his companions. Thank you. Let them now be the new treasures of your earth. In Jesus' name. Thank you for all that you've done. We look to you right now. In the name of Jesus. We give you all the praise and all the honor for the honor of God. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
really do pray about this, so that is part of my testimony. So I do feel better since I have laid my burdens down. You know, when we did come up here, and then once school was out and everything, and I didn't have a job, and my husband didn't have a job, and it was like, well, Lord, what are we going to do? But since then, I have really been depending on the Lord. My faith has been increased. I'm praying to our Lord because that's what he's been teaching on faith, and just putting all of our trust in the Lord. And that's what I'm doing, you know? And I'm learning to lean more and more on the Lord. And since that time, the Lord has really been, I'll say, opening up doors for me. And I'm just looking for something that the Lord to do for me. On Friday, I got a call Friday night about coming in next week to interview for a job that is back in my old field that I was in public utility accounting. And I just praise God for that because I don't even remember city members' resume. But you know, when they started calling and they started telling me about how they pulled my application for this one, but then they said, I might want to do this or I might want to do that. And I was just so excited, you know, when I was saying, oh Lord, you know, I'm just doing it with the Lord, you know. Yes. And so I'm just believing and praying for this I'm already believing that I have it. So because I know that God didn't bring us up here just to lead us alone. And I'm just believing and just trusting in the Lord. Just continue to pray for my strength to get out of this for every door that the Lord is calling for, that I may walk and be pleased in his sight.
I'm a lost saint in Christ tonight to old friend, Pastor Jeff, to the elder. Just thank the Lord tonight for my being here. Thank the mighty Lord for holding me in the highway. But I'm in a great home of danger. Lord, us here, and we're praying, Lord, we'll take you back safely. I'm going to take this trip, Lord, that'll keep me in his will.
You took all the bed out.
Thank you, Lord, for the life of the strength. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us up the dangerous highway.
That's all the people for me, but I'm going to go strong in the words.
Praise the Lord.
I'm so glad that the Lord saved me.